So before becoming a dentist, I studied accounting in undergrad, and I had a few part-time jobs as an accountant. And so my brain just works to where I'm thinking about life in terms of numbers and spreadsheets. And so when I was first considering leaving my associate job to become a practice owner, of course I had to make a big spreadsheet with all of the numbers. Over time, I've been able to boil that spreadsheet down to simplify it to just the actual things that really matter in determining whether it actually makes financial sense to leave your associate job in order to become a practice owner. So here we have the spreadsheet. It just shows associate versus practice owner, and we have really one spot that we can enter information, and that is the dentist production. So obviously the amount that you're able to produce is going to be the number one determining factor on how much money you're going to make, whether you're at an associate job or you're the owner of your own practice. In order to simplify this spreadsheet, I've gone ahead and set hygiene production to be equal to 35% of the dentist's production, which is kind of average. Generally, your hygiene department is going to be producing about one third of what the dentist is producing. Now, I've seen this vary widely. I've seen some offices where the dentist was doing a lot of specialty procedures where hygiene production was a lot lower than that, like 15%. And I've also seen some practices where the dentist was getting older and maybe not producing as much. And I've seen hygiene percentage be as high as 50, 60, 70% at some of these practices. Now, as a side note, if you're looking to buy a practice, you want to buy a practice that has a very high hygiene percentage, because that means that there are a lot of patients at this practice because the hygienists are seeing those patients. But it means that the dentist that's currently there is not really treatment planning a whole lot in those patients. So if you can find a practice where the hygiene percentage is a lot higher than this 35% that I've entered here, that is a great practice to buy, because it means there's going to likely be a lot of treatment for you to do. But for the purpose of this sheet, I've entered hygiene production as 35% of the dentist production. So I'm going to go ahead and enter a number here. Let's say you're producing $800,000 per year. So if you are working an associate job and you're keeping 32% of your production, you are going to be making $256,000 out of an $800,000 production. Now, right off the bat, $256,000 a year is a pretty decent income. The problem is, most associate jobs, you're not going to be getting $800,000 in production. You might find some offices where you're able to produce that much, but you're probably gonna be working 5 days a week and it's gonna be a lot harder. When you're the owner of a practice, it's a lot easier to produce these higher numbers because you're able to keep all of the treatment. Also, the types of patients that generally are coming to see a doctor in a private practice are often able to and willing to and want to pay more than the type of practices that are going to somewhere like Aspen Dental or a Heartland Dental. And especially if you are seeing patients that have Medicaid, you're gonna have to see a lot of patients in order to hit that $800,000 number. But for this example, you're producing $800,000. As an associate, you're making $256,000. Now, let's say you are a practice owner. When you own the own practice, of course, you're going to be thinking about things a little bit differently. So instead of looking at a percentage of your production, you are going to be looking at the total production for the office. So the total production for the office is $1,080,000. Now, once again, because this is just a simple spreadsheet, I've gone ahead and set overhead for the practice at 60%. That's kind of an average of someone who's actually working on getting their overhead low. I personally have been able to run a practice closer to 50%. If you're working on it, you can get that overhead number even lower. But for this example, we're gonna say the overhead of the practice is 60% of production, which leaves you with a total income of $432,000. You're doing the same exact work, right? And instead of making $256,000, you're making $432,000. That's a difference of $176,000 per year. And remember, that's not taking into account that oftentimes it's easier to have a higher production number when you own your own practice than when you're working at an associate job. Now, just for fun, let's put in, what if you're able to produce, for instance, $1.2 million? So if you're producing $1.2 million, which is gonna be difficult to do at an associate job. I've seen it. Occasionally, dentists are able to produce that much as an associate, but when you're working as an associate, if you're producing $1.2 million, you are probably working like crazy. I talked to a dentist pretty recently who was making a lot of money as an associate, but he was working 6 days a week. Remember, most owner doctors are working 4 days a week. Some are working 3 or 2.5 days a week. So your total income as an associate, if you're producing $1.2 million and keeping 32% of your production, is $384,000. Now, that's a good income. You're working hard, but you're making a good income. But what if you were the owner of that practice you were working at? As a practice owner, the total production for the office, because of hygiene, is going to be $1.6 million. With an overhead of 60%, that leaves you with a total income of $648,000. Yes, making $384,000 is a lot of money. But if you were working the same amount at a practice that you owned, you'd be keeping $648,000. That's a difference of $264,000 a year. Almost double what you'd be making if you worked as an associate. Also, keep in mind that once you get to the point that you're producing these types of numbers at a practice, if you have enough patients to where you're able to produce $1.2 million and you have a full hygiene schedule, this is a point where you might also be able to start bringing in an associate to work at your office. And when you bring an associate in to work at your office, not only are you gonna be making money on your production, not only are you gonna be making money on the hygienist's production, but then you have another dentist, another provider that you're making money off of. This is how owner dentists often are able to make more than $1 million per year. Now, of course, someone always asks, well, don't you have a practice loan that you have to pay back if you buy a practice? Yes, of course, you're going to have a practice loan to pay back. However, keep in mind that when you are paying back a practice loan, you are building equity in a business that you're later going to be able to sell for a profit. This is why it's not necessarily fair to think of a practice loan as an expense. When you decide to leave your practice, you are going to be able to resell that practice to someone else. Now, if you've grown your practice, which you likely are going to if you're working hard, you're going to be able to sell it for more than you paid for it. So not only are you likely going to get back the money that you paid towards those practice loans, you're likely going to get additional money in addition to that money if you have grown the practice. But just to be fair, let's go ahead and factor in the practice loan. On average, a dental practice loan is going to be between $3,000 to $4,000 up to $8,000, maybe $10,000 per month. So in practice, this means something like $50,000 to $100,000 per year on a 10-year loan. Remember, in this example, you're making $264,000 more than you would have been making if you were an associate. Also, unlike student loans, which you have to pay back with post-tax dollars, dental practice loans are going to be paid back by the business before you count it as income. So paying back a practice loan is actually functionally like a taxed advantage retirement account, like putting money into a 401k. When you're making $640,000 a year, paying back $50,000 to $100,000 a year is not going to be a burden at all. If someone were to tell you, I want you to pay me $70,000 per year, but in return, you're going to get $250,000 a year, would you take that? Of course you would take that. And that's really what we're looking at here. The money that you spend on buying a practice, if you buy the right practice, is going to be the most profitable investment that you have ever made and likely are ever going to be able to make in your life. So does it make financial sense to become a dental practice owner? Financially, absolutely. Not only are you going to be making more money each year, but you're also going to be building equity in your practice that you're later going to be able to sell. When you're working an associate job and you decide to leave that job, you are not going to have anything of value that you can sell. But when you leave your job as an owner, you're able to sell the practice. And if you owned the building at which you were working, you're going to be able to sell that building, that real estate as well. But to me, even more important than the money that comes from practice ownership is that when you are the owner, you get to be in charge. The amount of control you have as an owner, you get to set up the business the way you want to set it up. You get to work with the people that you want to work with. You are the boss. You are in charge. No one can boss you around. And that right there alone is priceless.